Hey guys, how are you doing? Welcome back to another episode. I'm so excited to come at you guys today. If you're starting your day off, thank you so much for listening. I hope to motivate you today to get you real fired up. And if you're listening to me at the end of the day, well, thank you so much with ending your day with a little bit of Danny. I hope it does you good. I hope it does you right. What we're going to talk about today and the main source and the meat, let's get to the point, right? Business lady right here. Is that tiny voice in your head, like the good, the bad, why we should even listen to it, how it can do us dirty, you know, like sometimes you have, I feel like, two different experiences. Sometimes you can be like, damn, I listened to that little hoe inside my head and she always does me wrong, telling me going the wrong down path. I should have trusted, I shouldn't have done it, you know, blah, 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 all this other stuff. Or you have like the positive side where it's like, damn, I always trust my tiny little voice inside, the little person in my head, and they never do me wrong, right? They always do me right. And you're just like, damn, hoe, how do you do that? I think it's a skill. Like, it's a skill listening to this tiny little voice and like knowing when to listen, when not to listen, and like the little things that persist going forward. So I want to talk about kind of how I started on this. Why am I talking about just like a tiny voice in our head this entire time? But anyways, thank you guys so much. I'm going to get this out of the way. Follow me on Instagram for more information. I started a TikTok called Colombian Tot, where I'll be posting on like stuff about the podcast on there. And yeah, any information or questions or things you want to showcase, if you want someone to come onto the podcast to share their story of how they're young and hungry and working towards success, I'm more than happy to listen, get some recommendations, get them on the podcast, hear their story, and put it on a greater platform to motivate every single one of us. So let me know. You can always message me on Instagram at millennialsdrive. And yeah, let's begin. So, this tiny voice that we have in our head, and let me tell you how I kind of went down this thought process, even this topic today, right? Because it's so out of the blue. I had an idea over the weekend. An idea kind of came to me and I kept thinking on it. And I kind of was like, oh, this could be an interesting side little project that I could do. So the gist of it is there's a nice little side project that I think I want to start doing, but I really want to start kind of looking at the schematics, if I want to dedicate time to it, just really beginning phases of like whether I want to, you know, pick something else up or not. But in thinking about it, I got so excited about this idea that I had, like this little side project, because it aligns with the things that I already naturally love to do. I love cooking. I love making people feel like excited about my food. It's a food related hobby, as you can guess. So this little side project is going to be something where I get to experiment recipes and just really like look into new things that I like to try, re-inspire, and like my love in the kitchen for different cuisines and stuff like that. So, and like, you know, how can different people eat and stuff. So a lot of these things that I am thinking about in this little side project is like, it's so fun for me to even, you know, think about the ideas that I even want to develop within this, because it's a natural thing for me to explore and wander in the kitchen and think about this or tie this and that together. So a little voice in my head started saying like, oh, like all week it's been kind of like, since I heard the idea, like, huh, maybe you should think about this. Maybe you should do that. That would be a fun thing to do in your free time. And I was on a walk today and I was like, yeah, like, fuck it. Like, I might as well just try something kind of like on the side that I really love, which is cooking. And so I was like, damn, like maybe I can dedicate time to this, like look into, you know, additional things I can cook up and chef up and expand my palate and all that jazz. But I wouldn't necessarily have gotten there and be so excited about that if I wasn't paying attention to that little voice, and if I wasn't also giving myself room to allow for a different narrative to come into play. For example, sometimes I think I don't follow kind of my little voice because of society and expectations and kind of what comes from it. So, an example would be like, I love food, but I didn't become a chef because, well, one, I just didn't want to work crazy hours at a restaurant, but two, because it isn't something seen as analytical or, long-term profitable or this other thing. It's just like, unless you have your own restaurant and something, it isn't that great. And it's something that also my family was like, oh, I guess, yeah, you could do it, but you might want to pick something definitely a little bit more stable or something else. So, a lot of the decisions that I have made have been influenced by expectations that have been created around me and that I've created for myself. Like, I think I'm at this point where I'm torn between either deciding to become an analytical person by taking courses and stuff, even though it isn't necessarily my forte, but I have a small interest in it, or pursuing something that I am very passionate about, but then won't necessarily drive the same amount of income as, like data analytics would. I think it's obvious that, like, someone that makes a yummy meal doesn't get paid the same as someone that, can create a really nice dashboard or can, create a solution for a business. So part of it is like not listening to that little voice because of these expectations. But we're also human, and we also have to be real with ourselves every single day. And at the end of the day, like, I have to look at myself in the mirror and be like, am I happy or am I doing what I want? And I know for me, like, where I'm at now is definitely not my kind of long-term plan. Something deep inside of me keeps telling me, like, you know what? This isn't bad. This isn't great. This just isn't it. This just isn't it. I'm meant to do, I know I'm meant to help create something from the ground up. I'm meant to develop and test and implement, an idea, a business idea. I want to create something that grows before my eyes and impacts more people than I ever thought would. I want something, I want to see that in my lifetime, and I still don't know what that is, but I know I'm going to find it at some point, right? But where I'm at just feels like, it's all too big for me, and I can't make the level of impact that I want. And that's what's really upsetting me the most with my job, that, it's a good job. I really like the content and what I do day to day, and it is really interesting. But I don't necessarily want to make a report every single week. That just people just know is going to come out on a Monday. I want to make something, if I, like, for example, were to stay in corporate America, that would yield a big impact, that people would see, like, damn, like, we need her, because without her, she's, we're gonna lose a lot of insight, we're gonna lose a lot of action. So I guess I just want to be able to make higher and better decisions than where I'm at now. And that's all of corporate America. That's okay. No real business owner is gonna be like, you know what? Make all these decisions for my company, and I trust you, a 23-year-old. So I definitely get it. So that's a little frustration for my side, but ultimately, I know I'm gonna start something on the side on my own at some point in my life, or try to do something else where I can be my own boss and independent, or be at a company where I feel like I have a sense of autonomy and responsibility to my name. Right? I mean, like, I wouldn't say no to being a chief something officer of a company that I love. I would not mind that at all. But I definitely don't want to be an analyst forever. So it's a little bit on that. So anyways, going back to our little voice in our head, I've realized a lot of things in this rotation that I'm at, and it's, you know, a lot of the things that I'm realizing are my strengths, or realizing things that, you know, I tend to just kind of innately think better or do better lie within this little voice. For example, like, do I love models and modeling? No, and I never really have. But I'm really good at I love people, and I'm really good at getting people to speak to each other and create a result and a plan of action and driving action, right? And holding people accountable and just being very much of a person that can yield others to work together and, you know, provide a solution. I'm really good at people. I'm really good at working together, at developing a plan of, you know, giving something high level, and I really want you to think about it and come with me with a different answer. Good at those things. I can definitely present, like, you know, I have no nerves when it comes, I mean, I do get nervous in front of presentations, but I know I can definitely do it, right? So a couple of things is, like, I've realized that as much as I want to be a technical person, for example, like someone really well-versed in data, someone really, you know, established and just innately good at some of these things, that's not my strong suit, and it ultimately kind of really isn't my passion. I definitely still want to look into those things because they're still part of my interest, but they're not my key interests. My key interests are people and relationships and driving those things forward. And I hate to admit that because, and this is the negative side of the little voice, because then I feel like I'm lesser, and I feel like being good at those things isn't valuable, and I won't be the high-ranking executive that I want to be in, you know, like 10 or 15 years time span, whatever that may be. But it makes me feel like, one, that just the people that really get ahead are the ones that have all this knowledge. So I don't know what to do with that information, right? I don't think anybody really does, but that's the kind of ebb and flow of this little voice, and I just have to learn how to pay attention to it and learn how to filter through it. I'm going to go into my little fun side project just because I'm so excited and aligned so much with the things that I'm naturally curious about and care about, and just really develop as a fun thing for me to do, right? But then I have to also listen to this little voice of really following what I innately really like to do or not at work, which is hard because I work with people that are super freaking smart at all this technical stuff that I, you know, have to spend time and like a lot of brain power to understand. And I don't want to lose my competitive edge. And my very ambitious self is like, well, you know what? I'm going to learn it too, so that I can be on the same playing field and like you won't have an upper hand, right? So I'll definitely know I'm going to put myself through some of that pain, but you know, I know what my strengths are, and I'm getting to the point where I know I have to just start refining and working on what I am good at. Because this rotation has made me realize that there's always people that are good at one thing, and you know, like that, like people play to their strengths all the time in this world. And ultimately, that's what really leads us to our own versions of success, to our own sense of fulfillment, and whatever I guess it is that you are looking for in your life. Like, I'm honestly, real talk, looking for, you know, comfortable financial stability, being able to travel, being able to provide for my parents, being able to in a very long distant future have kids, and I can't do any of that, you know, until I figure myself out in a certain regards as to kind of the things I really want to pursue or not. I know I have time, I know I have all these things, but it's still hard to kind of go through it. So what I'm trying to say is it's hard to listen to the little voice, because as much as it has a lot of positive, there's a lot of negative, and I think I touched on the negative doubting yourself stuff on the episode last week on losing your confidence, so I won't delve too much into that because that was 15 minutes of like rough, but it's possible for you to follow your voice. And I think it's important for all of us to take a second and be real with ourselves and know that it's okay to take a different path, to do something else, and just to pursue those passions, and you'll find a way to make it work ultimately, which is what every successful person that you look up to says. So it's like, follow your passions, not the money, and the money will come later. So follow your passions, follow your instincts, and you know what your purpose is deep down, even though I don't even know my purpose, but I know deep down, I guess somewhere, I know what I like and what I don't like, and I'm pretty sure you do too. So let's go do something in line with that. If your thing is like making, like remodeling and flipping furniture, then remodel and flip furniture and do whatever it is that your little heart desires, because you'll find a way to make that valuable into society, because your passions will, and how you carry yourself and how you value it will lead to that. So I'm going to end it on that note. I hope you guys have a absolutely great day, week. I will be working on the next episode next week, so we're getting back into it. And yeah, I wish you the best of luck, guys.